Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Summer weather can make your car so hot your groceries could go bad before you even get them home. Consumer Reports warns that heat can turn groceries into a breeding ground for bacteria that cause food poisoning. The Department of Agriculture says once temperatures reach 90 degrees Fahrenheit, meat shouldn't be left unrefrigerated for more than an hour. Food safety experts say to make the supermarket your last errand before heading home so that items have a shorter trip to the fridge. Insulated bags can keep foods cold for longer, so can packing frozen foods together. Meat and fish should be the last items you buy before checkout. They should be bagged separately to avoid possible cross-contamination. When it's time to bring groceries home, the trunk is often the hottest part of the car. The main cabin gets more circulation and lets air conditioning cool the bags. Media reports have shown residents of Arizona and Virginia using their hot dashboard to bake cookies. Following these steps will keep your food from cooking before you're ready. Asia Argento was one of the first women to accuse Harvey Weinstein of sexual assault, making her one of the predominant faces of the Me Too movement. But now she's been called a hypocrite. Argento allegedly paid actor Jimmy Bennett $380,000 in hush money after sexually assaulting him just months after he turned 17. Bennett claims that in 2013, when the Italian actress was 37, 20 years his senior, they met up in a California hotel room. Argento released a statement on Tuesday denying she ever had a sexual relationship with Bennett. She claims he fell on hard times financially and her late boyfriend, Anthony Bourdain, paid Bennett the money because he was afraid of the negative publicity Bennett could stir up. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department will conduct an investigation. And the MTV Video Music Awards were Monday night in New York. Fan favorite Cardi B made her first appearance since having her daughter, Culture Chiari, 5 weeks ago. But it was Madonna's tribute to the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, that left everyone scratching their heads.
And I want to thank you, Aretha, for empowering all of us. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Her 10-minute speech was mostly about herself, telling a long story about her journey in the music business. Viewers have slammed Madonna for her speech, calling it disrespectful and self-indulgent. And Jennifer Lopez was given the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award and showed everyone why she deserved it with a performance that covered all of her greatest hits. Lopez said she grew up on MTV, so the award was a tremendous honor for her. Now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Adam Shapiro. Adam, there's big news for iPhone fans.
That's right, Kristen. Apple addicts, listen up. The new iPhone announcement date has been leaked, September 12th. Several tech sources say that Apple will make an announcement at its home in Cupertino, California. Fewer Americans are packing up and relocating for a new job. A new study from the U.S. Census finds that just 3.5 million people actually uprooted their lives for a new job last year. That's actually down 10% from 2015. After more than 100 years, the new boxes for animal crackers remove the circus cage bars, and the new design features a zebra, elephant, lion, giraffe, and a gorilla.
Why did Nabisco change the package?
It was PETA. They argued that circuses often beat and intimidate animals in order to perform tricks.
Very interesting. Thanks, Adam. Our friend Headcrack over at Dish Nation dishes up the hottest celebrity news. So, Headcrack, I hear a very popular movie might be getting a sequel.
Well, that's right, Kristen. Can there be a Flossy Posse reunion? Regina Hall dropped a few hints on a Girls Trip sequel in a recent interview. Hall says they're working out everyone's schedules and they don't know where the girls are going for their trip, but they are going somewhere. One thing we definitely know, Tiffany Haddish is ready. John David Washington was recently interviewed, and when asked about being the son of Denzel Washington, he quickly interrupted and talked about his mom, Pauletta Washington, and how she was earning more money than Denzel was before they got married. She even paid for their first date. He quickly let them know to put some respect on his mama's name. Can't be mad at that. And finally, a few days ago, the Broncos rookies had to get crazy haircuts. Well, Hall of Famer LaDainian Tomlinson revealed when he was Hayes, he was left with the team's $18,000 dinner check. I wonder if he used his running back skills to dip out. Well, on that note, I'm dipping out too. That's this week's Dish. Until next time, holler at you later, Kristen.
Now that is some serious hazing. Thanks, Headcrack. For the latest celebrity news, watch Dish Nation weekdays. Check your local listings. Current Miss America Kara Mund caused quite a stir when she came out with claims that the pageant bullied, manipulated, and silenced her throughout her reign. Miss America chairwoman Gretchen Carlson chastised Mund's allegations by saying her claims lost the organization $75,000 in scholarships. Carlson said, "We are already seeing a negative ripple effect across the entire organization, and I am so concerned that it will dilute the experience for the next woman selected to wear the crown." But 19 former Miss America winners are calling for the resignation of the entire pageant board, including Chairwoman Gretchen Carlson and CEO Regina Hopper. Miss America 2010, Caressa Cameron Jackson, said, "I feel as though all of the leadership is complicit in this. And in order for us to move forward and to actually heal, we need to do the right thing right now so that we can move forward and focus on who's going to be crowned Miss America on September 9th. This controversy comes on the heels of the pageant trying to dignify itself in a climate of women's equality by getting rid of the swimsuit competition and focusing instead on, quote, women's talents, intelligence, and individualism. Okay, now to a truly incredible story. Baby Gianna Mascantonio was diagnosed with an inoperable brain tumor when she was just 1 month old, and her family needed a miracle. Just days after her first birthday in 2015, Pope Francis blessed little Gianna and kissed her head during a papal visit in Philadelphia. Her mom, Kristen, called it a gift from God. According to Gianna's family, her health significantly improved after being blessed by the Pope. By chance or divine intervention, the Pope's kiss landed on Gianna's head just centimeters away from the tumor. And when they got their first scans following the kiss, the tumor was almost undetectable in most of the MRIs. Gianna will turn 4 this year and begin preschool, defying all odds. Pope Francis didn't know Gianna's condition at the time, but since learning about her, he keeps up receiving updates on her progress. A scientific study of pants pockets confirms what many women have suspected for years. 2 female researchers at the website The Pudding measured the pockets of men's and women's jeans from 20 leading retailers. On average, front pockets in women's pants were 48% shorter than men's pockets. They were also more than 6% narrower. Every pair of pants in the study had a 32-inch waist, meaning the difference was due to gender, not size. Skinny and straight leg jeans were also factored in. 100% of men could fit their hands in their front pockets, compared to just 10% of women. Less than half of ladies' front pockets could fit a wallet. An iPhone 10 fit in 100% of men's front pockets, but only 40% of women's pockets. The numbers kept going down for 2 other leading phones, the Samsung Galaxy and the Google Pixel. The researchers say the pocket gap forces women to carry fewer items than men or use a purse, even when they're the ones who really wear the pants. Workers at a Mexican restaurant dealing with one chain's most recent health outbreak will be trained and then periodically tested on food safety. 647 people reported getting sick after eating at a Chipotle in Columbus, Ohio last month. The health department says the outbreak was caused by a bacteria that comes from food being left at an unsafe temperature, but the exact food hasn't been determined yet. Starting this week, all 70,000 of the company's employees will undergo training on food safety and wellness protocols. But that's not all. To make sure employees are up to date on training, Chipotle's CEO says there will be ongoing food safety tests. He also said there's a zero tolerance policy when it comes to food safety standards. The company fired workers from the Ohio location after the outbreak, but didn't say how many. Well, when you walk your dog, you're always supposed to carry a plastic bag with you. But now there's a growing movement to carry 2 bags instead. Mike Jarek from Fox 29 in Philadelphia joins us now to tell us more about this. Hi, Mike.
Kristen, you're absolutely right. When you're walking your dog through the streets, you're supposed to have a bag to pick up
the poop.
Well, now there's a guy here in Philly who wants you to carry 2 bags, one for the poop and the other for trash.
It's invisible to a lot of people.
Yeah.
They see it and they think, oh, somebody else will do it. And we say, why not us?
So it's called plogging, and the whole idea started in Sweden. It's simple. You're picking up poop and you're there anyway. Just have another bag and pick up the trash.
All right, so Mike, where does this word plogging come from?
Well, it started with joggers. So you're jogging and you have a bag in your hand and you see trash and you put it in there. So now the extension is you're picking up trash. Plogging, kind of get it?
I think they probably could have picked a better name, but it's a good thing to do nonetheless. Thanks, Mike. Dermatologists recommend washing your makeup brushes at least once a week to avoid spreading bacteria, which is why we have today's top 30 steal. A Pro Noir 12-piece makeup brush set and electric brush cleaner at a special 74% discount. This is an exclusive bundle of two of Pro Noir Beauty's top-selling products. The 12 premium makeup brushes are designed by makeup artists in the United States. They have pink wooden handles and laser-cut microfiber bristles. They even come with a vegan leather brush roll for travel. The electric spinning brush cleaner deep cleans and dries makeup brushes in under 30 seconds, and there's no mess or hassle. The Pro Noir 12-piece makeup brush set and electric brush cleaner retail for $150, but today you can buy them for just $39. That's a 74% discount, and you can get these right now at morningsave.com while they last. In today's hometown stories from Fox 5 DC, one rapper turned activist walked more than 200 miles to raise awareness about gun violence. Mike D'Angelo lost his niece, 10-year-old Micaiah Wilson, when a gunman opened fire in her neighborhood. And in the wake of this senseless tragedy, Mike decided to walk from Washington, DC, where Micaiah was killed, to Philadelphia, where his brother was killed, to spread his message of nonviolence.
We have to do a lot of things within ourselves and in the community.
In our second story from Fox 9 Minneapolis, more than 1,000 people gathered at the fairgrounds of the Minnesota State Fair to honor the memory of Art Blakely. Art was the fair's police chief for 37 years until he retired last year. But he was a trailblazer long before he stepped onto the fairgrounds. In 1970, Art became the first African-American police deputy in Ramsey County, Minnesota. He was also a military veteran and a big part of the community. Beloved by many, Art was described as courteous, kind, and forgiving to all. And in our final story from Fox 10 Phoenix, for many students, the new school year is already underway, and some kids got some much-needed help easing back into the classroom. The Phoenix Rescue Mission provided school supplies to hundreds of children, including backpacks, books, uniforms, and more. And parents were extremely grateful for the help, since back-to-school shopping can get very expensive very quickly. This event was one of four drives the Phoenix Rescue Mission holds throughout the year. What do you think is healthier, a high or low-carb diet? The answer, maybe neither. A study in the Lancet Public Health suggests those who consume a moderate amount of carbs at age 50 lived longest. Researchers observed some 15,000 middle-aged Americans for an average of 25 years. Those who took 50 to 55% of their calories from carbs lived to about 83 years old, a year longer than high-carb eaters and four longer than low-carb eaters. Those whose diets were over 70% carbs likely consumed more refined carbs with little nutritional value, causing unhealthy weight gain. People eating less than 40% carbs likely swapped them for proteins and fats like beef, pork, and cheese, increasing the risk of heart disease, the nation's leading cause of death. For those who do prefer low-carb diets, the study recommends swapping in plant-based proteins over animal-based ones. Whatever you do, do it in moderation. All right, meet Alexa, your new college roommate. This fall, St. Louis University will be the first campus to install Amazon Echo Dots in every one of its 2,300 dorm rooms. Beyond general questions, the Echoes are programmed to answer some 100 SLU-specific queries, from library hours and Billiken athletics info to campus resources and activities. SLU's VP said, every minute we can save our students from having to search online is another minute that they can spend focused on what matters most, their education. St. Louis isn't alone in that thinking. This fall, ASU and Northeastern will also expand efforts to integrate Alexa on campus. SLU's program is raising privacy concerns, but the university ensures questions and audio are not recorded and no student data is required as the Echoes run on a central campus system. If uncomfortable, students are being advised to simply unplug the devices. A music producer who's worked with the Supremes, Commodores, and Temptations now has a very different audience. Terry Woodford makes music for dogs, specifically calming music meant to help dogs in animal shelters. He originally wanted to create music to help crying babies and developed a strategy of adding a human heartbeat sound to traditional lullabies. Woodford thought it would remind them of the sound when someone holds them and calms them down. He got emails from people who said it did calm their children, but they noticed it also had a similar impact on their pets. That's how this latest concept was started. Woodford says he provides the music for free and is now playing it in about 2,500 shelters around the world. You know, tweets have consequences. When Sarah Jong joined the New York Times editorial board, old controversial tweets forced the paper to respond. Insensitive posts also led to the recent firings of Roseanne Barr and director James Gunn. It's not just high-profile cases. 34% of companies have reprimanded or even fired employees for behavior online. That according to a career builder survey of some 1,000 HR reps. Not only do nearly half of employers regularly check employees' social accounts, 70% use them to vet potential hires. Some top red flags: criminal behavior, drug and alcohol use, discrimination, or posts bad-mouthing past employers. Unprofessional screen names and lying about certain skills were also frowned upon. Social accounts can help land a job, though, if they highlight qualifications, references, or creativity. So go ahead, use social media. Just be careful what you post. Reminiscent of the Ice Bucket Challenge, a new viral trend is aiming to do some good. The Tip the Bill Challenge sees kind-hearted diners tipping the full amount of their meal, leaving 100% gratuity from a few dollars at a Georgia diner to nearly $200 at a sushi restaurant in California. So far, some 1,500 have posted evidence of their generosity on Instagram, encouraging others to pay it forward. Tip the Bill's popularity comes after another tipping story went viral for very different reasons. In early August, one diner took some heat for starting his meal laying $5 bills on the table. If the waitress messed up, a bill was removed. Whatever was left at the end was hers to keep. Both stories highlight gratuity's larger role in the service industry, where tipped workers can see hourly wages as low as $2.13. So whether you can tip the bill or not, remember to leave something behind next time you eat out. All right, now to a touching story. Some victims of one of the most deadly fires in California history are sending a heartfelt message to the couple who accidentally started it. The Carr Fire has burned more than 225,000 acres, led to the death of 7 people, and destroyed more than 1,000 homes. It started on July 23rd near Redding, California, when a trailer got a flat tire and its rim scraped the asphalt. The sparks ignited dry brush nearby. One resident wanted to reach out to the trailer's owners, but they haven't been publicly named, so she turned to social media. She posted a message asking if anyone wanted to send a card in hopes of eventually passing them along to the trailer's owners. Her message was also shared on a Facebook page called Car Fire Stories, where hundreds responded with messages of support. One of the comments is from Diana Woodley, who says she lost 4 family members in the blaze. Part of her message reads, "This is not your fault. Please don't beat yourself up. Accidents happen every day. Please forgive yourself. You are loved." What an amazing example of forgiveness. Well, the shortage of a popular allergy medicine has parents scrambling to keep their kids safe as they head back to school. A group that tracks allergies estimates 1 in 13 children across the country have a food allergy. EpiPen is a device that prevents those with serious allergies from going into shock. The medicine has been in short supply since May, and that issue is amplified right now. Sales usually spike as kids return to class because many schools require children to keep doses there. There is a program in place that provides free EpiPens to schools, but it's also facing a backlog. Last week, the FDA approved a generic version of EpiPen, but there is no word on when it'll be available or how much it'll cost. The government has also said it may import EpiPens, but those may not be available anytime soon either. So parents are left with 2 undesirable options: scramble to find pharmacies that happen to have supplies, or risk using expired doses they already have at home. The United States Department of Agriculture gives a dietary guideline they call the cornerstone resource for health professionals nationwide. But a new study done by 2 universities in Ontario, Canada, points out the guideline should be based on more than just nutrition. Why? Because according to their research, if everyone in the world followed a USDA recommended diet, there wouldn't be enough land to grow it all. Globally, we would need an extra gigahectare of land, which is ironically about the size of Canada. Co-author Evan Fraser said, "Feeding the world over the next generation is one of the biggest global challenges that we face, and this is not an easy problem to solve." He believes part of the solution lies in eating more plant-based proteins, in investing in science to raise crop yields and reducing waste. And that's it for today's show. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. Scientists may have found a way to help women being treated for breast cancer. Plus, millions of American pets are overweight. We talked to a vet about keeping your four-legged friend healthy. And a sixth grade teacher who helped save a student's life. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.